Hi, Family First. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Is this Sheriff?
This is she. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Devon Clemens with Ryan Comas.
Yes. What's going on?
Nothing much. So we're both here together on the phone. First things first, you told me that you wanted to get in touch with him so we can get in touch with the broker, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to call him to the New York Best Medical, and he has to request an assessment.
Okay, cool. So in the process of that, I also wanted to know, because we have to change our insurance. What insurance do we have to change to?
So you have some options. The options for this are as follows. Let me just find that paper for you. It's PA Health and Wellness, UPMC, AmeriHealth, Keystone. So that's four options, and the broker, when they come down, they're going to give you those options.
Okay.
Okay, and I think UPMC is really great, but whichever one you take, they will be helpful, and you will be happy.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah, it's going to be great. So let me go ahead and call into the broker, and let's try and get this scheduled, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, hold tight.
No problem.
All right, request an assessment.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
All right, make sure you ask them for an assessment.
Okay.
Thanks for calling back
to me.
Hello?
Hello,
are you calling
for the first time? Yes, we're calling for the first time to request an assessment.
Can I have the applicant's name?
Ryan Comas. C-O-M-A-S.
Date of birth.
3/23/66.
All right, and your name is?
My name is Devon Clemens.
All right, and you're calling from or your relation to the applicant?
Son-in-law, and he's currently on the phone with me.
Okay, and a good address for him?
It's 262 King Street.
The full address.
262 King Street, apartment 325, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, 19464.
All right, and what's a good phone number for the applicant? If he's talking to me, I cannot hear him.
It's okay. It's 929-380-3441.
All right, and do you have the primary care physician's first and last name?
John Anderson.
Address 206 East Brown Street or 933 North Charlotte Street?
North Charlotte Street.
All right, and the preferred spoken or written language for the applicant?
English.
All right. So, the Office of Long-Term Living offers two models of program for providing long-term and support services based on the assessed needs. The home and community-based waiver program is for applicants that are elderly adults, have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, and wish to receive support services in their home and or community, opposed to a nursing facility or any other facility. Some of the services that applicants can receive assistance with are bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, the installation of an emergency alert system, as well as home modifications. The applicant has to be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. And then there's also the LIFE program. And that is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system. They use a team approach in a day health center, supplemented by in-home referrals and services based on the applicant's needs. And whichever program is chosen, the process can take up to 90 days. The applicant is going to be scheduled for the first home assessment with an enrollment case manager. At the assessment, they'll be reviewing the medical history, completing a financial application for Medicaid, and choosing the managed care organization. And whoever is chosen is going to be responsible for the long-term support and services. They'd also be like a caseworker for the applicant. The managed care will also partner with the service coordination agency, who is going to be responsible for the applicant's daily services, while the managed care is responsible for the applicant's hours.
Okay.
We're going to be sending a physician certification form to his doctor. It has to be signed by an MD, DO, or OS, and the doctor can sign the form electronically on our website as well, and that's paieb.com. The applicant is also going to be receiving an assessment from the local aging office called the Functional Eligibility Determination. Once we receive both of those, the application is reviewed for medical eligibility, and if the applicant is found medically eligible, the application is going to be sent to the County Assistance Office, and the applicant is going to be required to provide them with financial documents. If the applicant is found medically ineligible for whatever reason, he will receive notification in the mail with the right to appeal. And if the applicant is needing assistance with the appeals process, they can always reach out here to Maximus. The applicant can also reach out to their local aging office for any services that they can offer them, and they can also reach out to PA Link if they need assistance with the enrollment process. And their phone number is 1-800-753-8827. All right, now the next part of the application will be to schedule the in-person assessment, but in order to do that, I will need authorization from the applicant.
Okay.
So I would need him on the line to verify some information.
Okay, no problem. He's on the line now. He can hear you. He's right here with me.
All right, can you verify your name? Date of birth? I can barely hear him.
Okay. I got to speak into it.
Ron Thomas, 32366.
And the home address?
2626.
What did he say?
Apartment 325. That's right.
Oh, no, I heard that. I thought he said something else.
No, no,
all right, and do I have authorization to speak to Mr. Clemens about your personal information in regards to the waiver application? All right, and please note that we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. Okay. So, the enrollment case manager will be out to the home within 7 days. Well, hopefully. So for verification, the address is going to be 262 King Street. Apartment 325, Pottstown, PA 19464.
Yes.
And phone number? Oops. Phone number 484-374-7035.
7035. Which number is that?
I'm not sure.
No, no, no. We have a new number.
All right, what is the phone number?
So the number for him is 929-380-3441.
Is that a home phone or a cell phone?
That's a cell phone.
And would the applicant like to sign up for text messages?
That's fine. But you can also use my number also.
For what, the cell phone number?
For either one. Like, if you call his phone and you can't get in touch with him for any reason.
Oh, okay. All right, so as far as the cell phone and the applicant, by him providing his cell phone number, he is agreeing to receiving text messages. The information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. And to stop receiving text messages from the PAIEB, he can reply stop. And the applicant understands that he can receive messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the additional number that you wanted to put in?
484-925-7551.
Okay. All righty. So, will an interpreter be needed?
I'll be there. Yeah, I gotta be there when they come.
All right, so the next available appointment showing is for... So the next available appointment is for Friday, March the 27th.
Okay, that's next Friday.
So between 11 and 1.
Next Friday between 11 and 1.
Does that work?
Yeah, we'll make it work. Only question I have is if there's any way that I can get, because I want to get the transcripts from the bank so I can have them ready for next Friday, but the bank is telling me I need a letter from y'all to verify what I need the statements for. Otherwise, I'll have to pay.
Yeah, that letter doesn't come from us because we don't request the financial documents. The county assistance office does. And at this point, I doubt if they've sent off that letter to you because it's at the beginning of the application. So, I mean, they may have, though, actually, because the applicant did have a previous. Let me see.
Yeah, the only reason I was trying to, because I figured that when they come down next Friday, they would need the statements.
No, we don't.
Okay. Yeah, I was just under the impression because the lady that was helping me, she just said that it would expedite the situation if the statements were on hand.
That is false. I mean, maybe it expedites it in regard to, like, if you provide it to the county assistance office, you don't have to provide it when they request it, but even then, we don't have access to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. trying to find. This is, he has a lot of.
What's wrong?
No, no, I'm just trying to access the letter to see.
Okay.
If maybe he, like, has it at home and just doesn't know. Because, wait, where did his, how, when did his, no, he might not, though. Because we didn't make it, he didn't make it that far before.
No, never got that far.
So, in regard to that, like, again, we don't require that documentation to be provided at the initial assessment. It can be provided, and what she means by to expedite, when they said, when she was referring to that, whoever told you that, it's because when they mean expedite, quote unquote, it's because the county assistance office is going to send you that letter requesting the financial documents. But they usually, like applicants usually wait until they're medically approved before they start sending the financials to the county assistance office. But if you're going to, if some applicants have the financial documents at the assessment with Maximus, then they don't have to send it when the county requests it because the county already has it when we give it to them. So that's what she's meaning by expediting it.
Yeah, that's exactly what she meant.
Yeah, but we, even still though, we cannot provide you access to that letter because we're not the ones requesting the financial documents. The county assistance office is. We're just helping to gather the documents for you so to speed up the process. But
that's what I figured too. That's why when the bank told me to get a letter, they weren't sure who I was getting a letter from either because they weren't sure that like they're not acclimated with the process. So I just I'm trying to get aware of what exactly is necessary so I can try to make this as smooth as possible also. But I understand the whole concept of once the medical approved, that's important first and then the financial aspect. But I just was trying to make sure that all my ducks was in order before I, to try to make sure all the people.
And you can do that, but you just have to see if they can resend you the letter.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
So as far as the assessment that is occurring on the 27th, again, it is between 11 and 1. The person that is coming, her name is Kimmy.
Okay.
The applicant is going to need two forms of ID and proof of income.
Yes.
The assessment can take about an hour and a half long.
Okay.
All right. At the assessment, the enrollment case manager will be assisting the applicant with completing the COMPASS application for the long-term care, and that information will be sent to the county assistance office.
Okay.
If there's anyone that the applicant would like to add as an authorized representative at the assessment, he will need their name, number, and home address.
Okay.
All right. And to check the status of the application online or over the phone, you can use the ID number, and that is going to be 678.
Hold on 1 second.
77.
Let me try to write this down quickly. You said 678-77. 77. Okay, got it.
All righty then. So, do you have any questions or concerns?
Nope. Just have this information as far as just the regular general stuff on Friday, and we'll go from there, I suppose.
All righty. So, if that is everything, I do need to ask if you're interested in a survey today.
Is it going to help you at all?
I don't believe so.